The Third Brand.
Audio.
Skylar, peering out, you see the black silhouetted Tillibaba reaching out with his arms above you, 10 feet high. His arms are stretched out among all four of you. Flizzardo, with his wand out, is peering up at you, and he goes, "Come to me, my friends."
Like to you, or like?
Just get behind me, goddammit!
Okay.
What do you guys do?
How far away is Flizzard to me?
You guys were kind of in a semicircle, focusing, and brought the Tirlibobber into existence. And now all of you guys are pretty close together within the, like, about 15 feet of all five of you.
I'm, like, already kind of by you, bud. I'm already here.
You must get behind me. Get behind me right now.
Okay. I mean, you don't want our help? Like, I mean, I got wings.
As Kevo is saying this, the Tirlibobber reaches out towards Kevo with a really lanky, fucking sharp black hand reaches out towards you.
I go to
you.
Slice it with my sword hand.
Kevo, do you thrust up, down, straight?
Just like straight. Like,
just a straight stab to his arm.
No, like a cut. Like I'm cutting it off.
Like straight head?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Kevo, thrusting forward with your sword arm, you slash down the middle of the Tirlibobber and you see it dissipate in the middle and it let out a screech.
Hold on.
And then it cuts in half and it turns into two Tirlibobbers.
Oh no.
I told you to get behind me, you fool!
Holy fuck! And then I rush over and get behind Flizzard.
Okay.
I go behind him.
I was kind of like grabbing onto the back of him, like.
Livy?
Okay. I'm huddling behind Skylar, pulling on the back
of
him.
I see the two Tirlibobbers. And I scream out, "Focus on me, ancient ones!"
Oh, shit.
What is she doing?
Livy, as you do this, you blood demon out, and you see blood spurting out of every orifice that Livy has.
Yay!
And it's floating around her in a blood aura around her.
So cool.
It's out of her mouth and her ears and her nose.
And my eyes.
Her vag and her butthole are
it's like that
blood.
Really thick.
Yeah, real thick and viscous blood is coming out of Olivia.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm disgusted by her excitement.
And Livy has brought up, and both of the Tirlibobbers are staring at Olivia, and they have been distracted by her. As you guys run over, I'm assuming all of you two got behind Flizzard.
Yeah.
All right. Flizzard is able to manifest a large boulder in front of you guys, and appears to use it as cover. As he starts aiming out his wand to do different magical things with he's moving it around. You don't know exactly what he's doing. And the two Tirlibobbers start moving towards Livy.
I have a task for you. Do you agree to this task?
No. And they reach out both. All four of their arms are going towards Livy.
I poke my head out from behind the Flizzard and the boulder, and I draw the bow that I had.
Oh, shit.
And I attempt to shoot one of the Tirlibobbers.
All right. Skylar, releasing a bow from your manifested bow, it strikes the Tirlibobber on the left, and it goes right into the throat. And you notice that it does have a slight effect, but it is not dissipating.
Hmm. Oh, shit. I don't think regular weapons are going to work on this fucker.
As Skylar says that,
Blood Demon Livy still floating around in her arms very fluidly.
As Skylar says that, I get an idea, and I attempt to manifest a Ghostbusters power pack.
Oh shit!
And then before you tell me what happens,
darn it.
I got something to say.
Go ahead.
So before you tell me what happens, I pop out from behind the boulder, and I go, "Let's show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown."
Oh, fuck. That was hot.
Callback.
I have such a boner right now.
And I blast the Tirlibobber.
Kevo, successfully manifesting a proton pack from Ghostbusters. It appears on his back where the wings once were from his angel wings. And now has a proton pack and he's aimed it at which Tirlibobber?
Let's go the one... furthest from Olivia. I don't know.
All right, fair enough. You are able to blast out a proton stream. It doesn't appear exactly like the Ghostbusters proton stream. It's more of like a black and white version, and it blasts out, and it hits the Tirlibaba, and you notice it start to make a web around it, much like the Ghostbusters proton pack, and it appears to be holding it in place. And Kevo, do you have your focus on that Tirlibaba? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm strictly focusing on that Tirlibaba and containing him at this point.
All right. It appears as though Kevo has contained one of the Tirlibabas with his proton pack from Ghostbusters. Livy, with your blood demigod business, what do you do?
I control a line of thick blood with lots of blood clots. And then I shoot it at the other Tirlibaba. And then I hog tie it into one of the most complex knots that I know of with a thick stream of blood.
Wow. Blood knots.
Blood knots.
Blood knots with blood clots. What is
blood
this, Dr.
Clot
Seuss?
Knots.
It's like R-rated Dr. Seuss. Are they still reaching their hands out?
Since I am a master of knots.
Blood God Livy, you blast out streams of blood, but it doesn't appear to manifest as ropes or anything of the kind. It's just like a fire hose of blood that sprays all over the Tirlibabas. You get some on Flizzard, and you also get some on Kevo, and it blasts him on the side of his face with blood, and it breaks his concentration on the proton pack, and it appears as though both Tirlibabas are now loose. And one of them is going towards Livy. The other one is going towards Flizzard and you guys all together.
Damn it. I was going to try and manifest a little capture box. Fuck.
The Homer jumps out from the middle of all you guys.
I forgot about that guy.
And he jumps out and goes, "What do you think of this?" And you see a giant hand manifest. And it basically high fives one of the Tirlibabas. And it plows through one of them, and the Tirlibaba dissipates with the high five across its whole body. And Homer goes, no, stop hanging. And he puts his hand up to try and get a high five from somebody.
I indulge and give him the high five.
We're friends.
Yeah, bud, you fucked him up.
You got him.
Fucked him up. Yes.
The remaining Tirlibaba is going towards Livy at this point, and it reaches out, putting its claw-like hands over your shoulders, and it opens its wide mouth and starts going towards your face.
I completely fall into a puddle of blood, and that's what I become.
Oh, shit.
Attempt. Okay.
All right. As the Tirlibaba grabs your shoulders, you completely liquefy yourself and drop into a puddle of blood with little viscera and little bits of uterine lining.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just a huge puddle of like really thick, like mucousy blood.
Yes.
And as this happens, the Tirlibaba scooches back in disgust. And you actually see disgust on this poltergeist's face. And he makes a face looking out at everyone and reaches back. And you see him start to turn around. And now he's floating away from all of you at a pretty fast speed. We must go! We must go! I was not able to complete my spell!
I attempt to, like, I want to manifest myself into, like, a werewolf. Like an underworld werewolf, a lycan, if you will. And then attempt to chase down as he's fleeing.
I would like to manifest myself into.
It's my turn.
The female. What's her name? God
Kate,
damn it.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's hot. She's hot
in
that
a leather
movie.
Suit.
Really hot, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't really want to do that. I'm just
no,
kidding.
I don't fucking care because he said it.
He said it. It's done.
Skylar.
She's so hot.
You guys look on at Skylar as his knees crunch back into backwards backwards legs like a wolf. And you see his face outstretched. Skylar is now turning into a lycan from the movie Underworld. And he has his claws out. Livy, he looks terrifying. As a blood pool, your face is still in the blood pool. And you peer up to see Skylar turning into a werewolf.
And then I just, am I completed?
Yes, you're into a lichen form.
And then I lunge out like and just leap out and like go after the Tilly Baba as he's fleeing.
All right.
Get him, Skylar!
Skylar, tear ass towards the Tilly Baba. And Flizzard, unable to finish whatever spell he was doing, looks defeated and drumps out in front of all of you. Says, "We must capture him and stop him. Let's go." Livy, you're still a pile of blood.
I manifest myself and teleport directly in front of where the Dili Baba is and make a wall so he doesn't penetrate through me.
Blood wall.
She does. First, she comes like back as like on blade.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like she bloods himself back up as blade. And then she like instant transmission Goku's.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking smart.
Lamagra. That's what it was.
Livy attempting a teleport doesn't exactly teleport. You see a vagina form out of her blood, and the blood vagina starts going towards the Tilly Bobber, but there's no teleportation.
Damn. I'm not seeing it because I'm just running after him still.
Yeah. Kevo?
Would the Tilly Bobber be within range if I tried to blast him with the blaster pack?
Yes. If you were successful in doing that again, you could give that another shot.
As far as I know, those things kind of have infinite range, don't they?
Yeah, you never know. I go to try and blast him again to catch him.
Attempting to utilize your proton pack again, the proton gun explodes in your hand and launches you backwards about 20 feet.
Fuck!
You land on the ground and the proton pack dissipates, your sword arm dissipates, and you're just back to normal Kevo.
Ugh, never cross streams!
Vagina Livy and Skylar Lycan are now after him. And you see Flizzard running after him now. It looks like he's abandoned whatever magic he was doing. And you see Homer just staying hiding behind the boulder.
Am I gaining on...
Yes. You are gaining on the Tilly Bobber. You will catch him at your speed as a Lycan.
How long until I reach him?
You'll get... I mean, what would you do when you get to him?
I just want to like... I want to like leap onto it. And, like, I mean, is he floating?
Yes, there's no legs. It's just like a caped black silhouetted figure floating away from you. There's no legs.
All right, I want to attempt to, like, once I catch up to him, I want to, like, leap up and, like, basically kind of just, like, pounce on him or whatever and, like pin him to the ground. And then, well, if that's successful, then I could, like, try to take a bite out of him.
Skylar, with lichen majesty and finesse, jumps up into the air. And is actually able to land on top of the Tilly Baba's back, slamming him into the ground. And Kevo, you see the silhouetted figure totally shift into a human form and then back into the Tilly Baba form from Skylar's attack. Livy, your vagina, blood vagina, is approaching.
Oh, where the fuck do you think you're going?
I gotta take a bite out of, like, shoulder neck area.
Fair enough. After tackling the Tilly Baba to the ground, you try to take a huge bite, and it's able to reach out its claw arms, and its claw arms go directly into your chest. It doesn't pierce your chest like you would expect a sharp object to do. It just manifests inside your body. Into your body. And now it appears to be attached to you through your chest as a lichen.
Skylar!
And it's lifting Werewolf Skylar up off the ground. Vagina Liver, you are now here.
I immediately imagine that Poltergeist's claws out of Skylar and to shove its own claws through its face.
Wow. Interesting.
Doing your best to imagine the claws coming out of Skylar's chest. You actually see claws manifest out of your vagina, blood vagina, and you are now going towards Skylar and the Tilly Baba with claws out of your vagina, blood.
Can't do anything right.
And you're now approaching at a floaty vagina speed. Kevo, you're able to now get up after your massive failure.
All right, so I recognize that it was that the Tilly Bobber took on like a human form.
You did. You were the only one to see him kind of shift back to human form and then into a teleobobber and then back and forth a couple, like a flicker.
So, perception-wise at least, does it seem like that possibly the teleobobber has a human form and this is just like his demon form? Or was he trying to change into something?
It appears that it was involuntary. It did not mean to turn into a human form. Whatever Skylar did in attempting to bite and tackle lost whatever focus or concentration the teleobobber had.
And could I recognize the human form, or did it have any kind of...
You could not tell who it was from your distance, but you just know it turned into a normal human silhouette opposed to the caped teleobobber.
So I'm going to...
Did he recognize, recognize anybody we may know?
No.
No.
Okay. Any, like, distinguishing features? Like, I mean...
No, it was not specific enough for you to see. It just looked humanoid for just a split second and then went back to teleobobber.
All right. And how far away am I at this point from the teleobobber and Skylar?
You're good. You're about 100 yards. You guys running through and handling this all in the netherworld of the village... You guys have made it outside of the village now, and you're kind of in the forest. But running through that, you went straight through trees. Trees didn't affect you. You're just in the forest with the teleobobber and the weirdness of the netherworld around you.
I'm gonna yell out. I'm gonna go, Skylar, no! And then I'm gonna go, Kamehameha! And try and shoot.
That was the worst Goku impression I've ever heard in my life.
That's the point. And try and blast him with the Kamehameha.
Where's the 20? Where's the 20?
Give me that 20. Give me that fucking 20!
I don't like his face.
Wow.
That fucking 20.
Kevo. You see Kevo suddenly get a full head of black hair. And it bursts up into flames. And you see it floating up as if a fan was blowing his hair straight up in. And you start to see a yellow outline around Kevo. As blue highlights come around his hands and a large blue fireball emanate from his hands. And then it slowly grows as Kevo is yelling and trying to Kamehameha.
No way.
You're still in the process of Kamehameha-ing.
As Kevin's doing this.
That takes about 3 episodes.
So, it really does. It really does. All our time is spent.
I'm powering up.
So as he's doing that, you said he's like lifting me up in the air.
Yes, he's on his back on the ground with you up in the air with his claws, and his hands are unnaturally long. So you're probably 10 feet up off the ground with his claws and hands in your chest.
Okay, I want to take like my lichen claws and like grab his arm. Like, if you were holding me, like, I'd grab onto your arm with both my hands and then, like, use my lichen claws to, like, rip his hand, like, arm apart to detach myself. I mean, it still might be inside of me or whatever, but at least I'll be detached. I don't want to get hit with that Kamehameha.
Get away.
Yeah.
In the process of grabbing the teleobobber's arms, you start to see the teleobobber's face shift in and out, and you see the human face... underneath this black silhouette flickering in and out. You do not recognize the person underneath the teleobobber, but you have his claws in your grasp now, and now you're in basically grappling with the teleobobber, and you're fighting him to get the claws out of your chest, but you're not able to quite get them out of your chest.
Okay.
So, Lycan, Skylar, and teleobobber are in a grappling match. Kevo is still in the process of Kamehameha-ing. No, you're on a ha. You're on the first ha.
So you're on the third.
Livy, peering over in blood vagina form, you see the blue orb slowly growing around Kevin's hands and fist.
Oh, God.
It's not a spirit bomb. Come on.
Keep hawing that Kamehameha.
Come.
You got it, Olivia.
Okay, and I float, and then am I at Skylar and
yes, you have now made it with your claws outstretched to the grappling match between Skylar and the teleobobber.
Okay, so I open myself.
Jesus.
Right. Oh, and I go
like Hustler
to,
open
inner,
yourself?
Inner labia?
Inner, yes.
Oh.
Where the opening is. And I go.
That is intense.
And I go to
what's that?
Not take the head off, but like hold his head
it's
and
like
that
movie,
squeeze
it's like that movie
really
Teeth.
Tight and like use it like a Kegel weight. Just squeeze it to distract him so he does
this is her realm. She like does the
oh my god, she knows vagina stuff.
She does
just
like the porn thing. Books or something.
Yeah. Hartwick Publishing.
Free plug.
We come in almost all languages. Okay. Literally. Okay, so I float my little vagina claws over and I basically engulf his
you
head.
Have a big open exposed labia and now we're to your claws.
Well, my
Well, where are the claws in relation to?
They're on the sides. They're on the lips.
Yeah, it's like little goblin hands
well,
coming
I,
out of the vagina.
Well, so it's out of
little,
my
little
lips.
Little Matilda hands.
Okay. I'm getting a good thing. Anyways, so I go and I engulf his head in me. Wow. I use his head like a Kegel weight and I squeeze and I use my claws to grab his arms. So that, Skylar can have an advantage.
That is a complex maneuver.
No, it's not.
You're not a woman.
Yeah,
no,
it's
not.
You just
it's
don't get it.
Not that oh, hard.
It's actually real fucking easy, champ.
Yeah. All you got to do is squeeze.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Fuck me.
It's not that hard.
Olivia.
I'm sorry,
it's
Ren.
It's the claws that make it
with
hard.
With a godlike Kegel flex, gets onto the face of the Tealy Baba. And you notice the arms dissipate out of Skylar. The claws come down and out of Skylar's chest, and he comes down, dropping to the ground, and he starts morphing out of the lichen form and back into Skylar form.
Oh, fuck, that hurt.
Skylar, are you okay? Skylar, are you okay?
Don't worry about me.
At this point, you've got the Tealy Baba's head engulfed in your blood vagina.
Yes.
And in the background, you see that Kevo is about to finish up his huge Kamehameha. And what do you do with Kamehameha?
I blast it. Well, the Tilly Bopper's still trapped in Olivia's vagina.
Yes.
Collateral damage, bro. Do it.
Hey.
Just do it.
Hey.
Kind of. So would it be?
If you're pure of heart, it won't hurt you. No, that's the spirit bomb again.
With the spirit bomb.
No, I know. I knew that when I said that. Obviously. I'm a Dragon Ball freak.
Glad you know your Dragon Ball lore.
Dragon Punch.
Is there?
Oh, I fucking love that.
Position wise, would there be an opportunity to fire the Kamehameha and hit the Tilly Bobber without hitting Olivia? Like, I mean, is that a possible shot?
No.
So well, no matter what,
Olivia has engulfed the Tilly Bobber's head with her blood vagina.
You can hit the legs. What kind of control you got?
Yeah, you can hit the lower half.
Well, I don't
know.
Dude.
If
he
you
says
aim
no.
for that,
is
I
it
can
a,
roll
is it a
for
super
it.
Kamehameha? Because those things are pretty big.
Was it a super Kamehameha?
It was a super Kamehameha.
Yeah, you might not all do right. that then. Yeah,
this was your chance to say no. It was a normal.
I'm
He's
fair,
being honest. Being honest.
I'm playing fair.
He had a super Kamehameha.
I rolled good. I have a Kamehameha.
You like destroy a planet with one of those, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Well, shit.
As you are doing this, Flizzard has made it up to them. And you start to see him moving his hands as he was once before.
Is he going like in Vogue?
He's doing some maneuvering with his hands. It's like an interpretive dance.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing it up close within 10 feet of Olivia's blood vagina.
Would I be able to shout out to Olivia to let him go and then still shoot it?
No.
I will roll for it.
All right. I attempt to do that.
All right, so you yell out a warning to Livy?
Yeah. I say, right. Olivia, let him go!
And then you loose?
Yeah.
You gotta release, bro. Gotta
release it.
She does not hear you.
Fucking gets a 19.
God damn it.
Boom! Olivia save. She fucking gets a 16. So, all right.
Now we can high five. High five. That's how you do it, you dumb Homer!
Yeah, what the fuck is Homer? He's just like standard. I mean, he got one of them, I guess.
As you yell for Olivia, she unclamps her Kegel strength of his face.
I squirt him out.
And launches back, and she starts morphing back into just normal Olivia, not blood vagina Olivia. And she goes back, launching back getting all of her arms and legs back. The blood appears to be recoalescing into Olivia's body. And she's about 10 feet away as you loose the giant ball of power and Kamehanes. The wave blasts forth like a giant wave of power and blue strength. You see it approaching. Skylar, now in his normal form, you watch as it just barely misses Skylar with its power wave. And the three turns that Kevo took to launch this blast the Tearly Baba. And you see it slowly penetrating and destroying and wiping away this black silhouette to unveil a human form. And as you're doing this, the power wave knocks Flizzard out of whatever he was trying to do. And he goes to the ground after being hit by the power wave. As the power wave dissipates, you see a human form. It's slowly in all black, but now drifting more to a black and white form of a human laying on the ground face down.
Is Flizzardo like unconscious or just knocked to the ground?
Flizzardo at this point is completely unconscious on the ground.
Okay.
The power wave has knocked him loose or whatever, and he's lost his focus.
Not the focus.
Homer runs up to the unconscious body, turns Flizzard's hand over, and then slaps hands.
I just yell out, "I beat a high wizard! Yeah!"
It's not over, bro.
No, I beat Flizzardo. I beat the high wizard.
On the ground, you see the Tearly Baba just leaking out what looks like black steam from its body. It looks like whatever form it had taken has been dissipated by Kevo's immense power.
So I look over and I want to inspect or perception this humanoid figure.
As Skylar's doing this, I do start to float down from where I'm at towards the fray.
Fix your hair.
No, I leave my hair cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with my shirt like ripped, my muscles bulging.
Okay, Skylar, coming up to the Tearly Baba human form, you're able to see that it's slowly dissolving and coming into basically the form of a human being. And what do? He's face down. You can't see his face or anything.
I roll it over. Are there pockets? If I were to search the pockets and find items when I came back, would I still have those items?
This God damn it.
Wow.
This Netherrealm body has pockets.
Well, first, let's just flip him over first and see what he looks like. Do I recognize him, anything like that? You know?
Flipping him over, he looks like a younger man, maybe in his early 20s or maybe late teens. And he looks young, but you do not recognize his face or any of his attire. You do not recognize
him. The attire doesn't look like a Quayan from the village or anything like that?
No. He's in what looks like a dark blue robe, but it's open in the front. Just
like
showing
a wizard robe?
Slightly like a wizard robe, but it's open in the front to where you can see a tunic and normal attire for normal people that you've seen in this world.
Nice call on the tunic.
Is he wearing
it's human clothes? Yeah, just like a tunic, like a normal person.
Earthling clothes. Sorry,
not earthling clothes.
So what happened to the blackness? You said it was kind of dissipating around the ground.
It dissipated with Kevo's blast. He knocked off whatever fucking Tearly Bobber nonsense was around it.
Okay, so it doesn't look like it's gonna like spring up and get me or anything like that.
Not from what you can tell.
I searched the pockets. Maybe he's got ID.
Skylar.
ID and Skoldar.
What were you hoping to find in his pockets?
I don't know. I just want to see what's there. What's there?
Reaching into his pockets, you find the exact grubworm that you ate before you came here, and it looks exactly like the one you ate.
I eat it again.
What? Wow.
That's all I found?
In one pocket.
Are
you going to keep looking?
Well, yeah, I want to search. How many pockets does he get? Has he got like 30 pockets?
Pants pockets and inner robe pockets.
Which one did I check?
You look through one of the pants pockets.
I want to check them all. If I got the time.
All right, I'm going to give a couple rolls. Okay, Skylar, reaching into every pocket. As you reach into the pocket, the grub disappears, and you pull out a basket of nachos.
Oh.
And then you go for another pocket and the nachos disappear.
No, no. I fucking had them. Did you see it? Did you see it? I had them.
I saw it.
Oh, I didn't even. Oh, I got a taste of the cheese.
So close.
You find another grub that looks exactly like the one you ate. Then you pull out another thing of nachos.
Oh.
And then you pull out a nachos that have grubs on it.
Well, that
might be worth it.
I go for a chip.
And then it all disappears.
No,
in
your hand. No. Give it my best look, Skywalker.
Livy, now standing up, looking at what Skylar has been doing, rifling through a poltergeist spirit. Livy, you peer on. You're now back to form. You no longer have your blood god things around you floating, and you're back to normal Livy.
Whew, man, you guys, that was a task. Did you see all that blood?
Yeah!
Yep, I controlled
Kevo
all of that
still
shit.
Has some period blood on the side of his face.
Sorry about that. You got a little something right here.
It's okay.
I almost had the nachos.
I'm sorry, Skylar.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Skylar pulls out nachos covered in period blood cheese.
Oh.
Ooh.
Skylar, stop thinking about that.
I can't eat these.
It's not real. The blood's not real, but the nachos, they can be real.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
What is blood? Blood doesn't exist. What are periods? That doesn't happen. What is that?
It fucking happens.
No, it doesn't.
I know it happens.
Skylar, let's get out of here and we'll get some nachos.
The Kauaians did say they'd try to make me some.
Yeah, see?
Peering over, Homer is still by Flizzard trying to wake him up. It doesn't appear as though Homer's having any luck bringing him out of whatever unconsciousness he is in here in the Nether Realm. And he's shaking him, and Flizzard does not appear to be getting up.
Go ahead, Olivia.
Do I see one of those necklace amulets around that human body with the robe? Like, anywhere?
No.
Okay. So then I ignore him and let Skylar keep doing the searching, and I go over to Flizzard and try to help Homer awaken him.
He's not waking up, sweetheart. I don't know what to do.
He not waking up?
Yeah, what's the matter?
She's gonna lizard man fucking Homer.
He is not waking up.
That's what I said.
Oh, no, it's not. Anyways, okay.
Slap hands.
While she's
I'm
over
not
there.
Slapping those shit fingers.
There's no shit finger. Oh, what?
I
that
don't
doesn't
know.
Exist.
I'm getting
here.
A whiff. I'm getting
that's
a whiff.
That's what Flizzard said. There's no poo in the Nether Ring.
Well,
no,
while
that's
she's
what
over
you
there,
said.
While she's over there talking to Homer and over with Flizzard, do I have a chance I can maybe manifest like a Polaroid camera and take a picture of the person?
You may attempt that.
I attempt.
Interesting.
You can make a mental note.
All right.
Well, I mean, Flizzard might need to see the guy.
Skylar. Manifesting a Polaroid camera snaps a picture and it comes out and you now have a little Polaroid thing that needs to develop.
Are you shaking
I shake it.
It.
Yeah, like, let me get there, damn it.
Skylar, don't shake it. That ruins the picture. That's an urban legend. Don't do it.
Skylar shakes the Polaroid. As he shakes it,
it disappears. God damn it.
It ruins the picture.
No, it doesn't.
You see a bloody vagina.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to see.
The photo that you attempted to take is not there, and you just see a bloody, period-having, heavy flow vagina.
I can't work with this, and I just throw the camera and the picture in the air and walk away.
Both of them disappear in the air as Skylar throws them away.
I go over to the passed-out humanoid figure, and I guess attempt to check to see if he's alive. I mean, I don't his pulse or if he's breathing.
All right. Moving around him, you don't see any breathing, but you do see the tiniest little movement of his extremities at you coming by. You cannot check a pulse or breathing. It appears like this Nether Realm doesn't have those types of things happening, but you do appear to see little tiny movements and fluttering of his eyes.
I look at Skylar and Olivia. I look at Skylar and Olivia, and I go, "Hey, let's tie this guy up."
Olivia knows knots.
You want to tie up Flizzard?
No, not Flizzard. The Tilly Bobber.
Oh yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
I hold up my finger. I am a master of knots.
I manifest some rope for Olivia.
All right. Manifest. manifesting 100 fucking feet of rope, Kevo pulls it out of his dick, and the rope comes out of
his
dick.
It's like a magician with the
and he's
with the scarf.
Yeah. Skylar starts helping Kevo feed the rope out of his dick into Olivia's hands.
Not so fast, Skylar. Not so fast. Slow down.
I'm getting a rope burn.
Hey, Skylar. Shooting rope, buddy.
Have you ever had a rope burn on the inside of your dick hole? It stings.
Olivia, grab my rope.
About 20 feet of rope have come out of Kevin's dick now.
I grab it with just like two fingers, kind of with a disgusted face, like, oh, God, why?
You blasted about 20 feet of rope now.
20 feet of rope, man.
I don't know why it's so funny to me.
Spraying.
It shouldn't have been that funny.
I walk over and I begin my knot time.
It's not wet or moist. It's just rope.
I just, you know, I'm fully aware of where it came from. This is out of his dick. This is dick rope. I'm just kind of like.
It's fucking hot in here.
And
it's
I,
not my real dick.
And I begin my complex knot tying.
Okay, what do you tie up on the Tearly Baba?
Do you go straight bondage style?
I hog tie.
Hog tie, wow.
Rodeo right. style.
Yeah. Livy, with her newfound ability with knots, is able to hog tie the body of the Tearly Baba. He's facing down with his arms and legs tied together behind his back. He still has not awoken. But you do notice little twitches and movements as you're tying him up.
When you say twitches, like involuntary twitches, or like he's awake and aware of what's going on, but maybe can't control himself?
From what you can see and gauge, it doesn't appear to be totally voluntary or involuntary. It's just the body still alive, whatever that means in the netherworld. But he's not conscious. He's not acting or eyes open or doing anything. He just appears to be still existing.
And we confirmed he doesn't have one of those magic necklaces, right?
Correct.
I go over. Is Homer still trying to help Flizzard?
Yeah. He's still kind of moving him around, hitting his face a little bit. But he's not really having any luck bringing Flizzard out.
I go over there and I crouch down. I want to try to manifest like some smelling salts.
What kind of smell would you say it has?
I've never smelled some smelling salt, so smells like pure adrenaline. I don't know what does a smelling salt smell like? Vinegar. What's going to wake you up out of a sleep?
Fart
smell. Something kind of funky, right? You got
sulfur and farts.
Something burny. Yeah, sulfur, something's going to burn your nostrils and kick you out of it.
Wake you up.
Skylar, manifesting the stink of smelling salts, puts it underneath Lizard's nose, and you see his eyes burst out into open, and he comes back. What just happened?
You were out.
I don't understand you. The Kevin man, the bucket head. He made the light come from his head. Yeah. I don't understand what he made.
Those are things from our world, bro. Like. I'm telling
you. Your world has those things. Your world is very dangerous.
Yeah, we're dangerous.
We fuck shit up.
Whoa. I saw the woman. She made the love pouch.
I like that. Love pouch.
I just shake my head.
It had claws. It came out of it. It scared me.
Hey, mm-hmm. do you recognize that person? Do you know that guy right there?
I must look on here. I don't. No, I've never seen this person in my life.
What about the robes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Robes, clothing, anything you can give me.
No. Hold on, Skylar. He's lying to us.
Do you run perception?
I don't need to. Mitch is really bad at covering this stuff up.
I have to urinate. Can I pee in the netherworld?
Just imagine it gone.
Just imagine.
But I don't want
to.
Where
would you like to pee?
I don't want to piss my pants in the real world.
Just imagine it just disappear.
No, I'm sure that won't happen. Flizzard darts his eyes left and right like maybe he wants to pull a nice little practical joke on you.
Let's get back to fucking business!
I don't focus on urinating.
Flizzardo and I.
You guys peer behind Skylar's head and you see a river of yellow.
Is Flizzardo up yet? Or is he still kind of.
He's up on his butt, but he's still from the ground, and he hasn't gone over to look at the Tealy Bobber yet.
Does he have a shirt on?
He has his robe.
I go up and I grab him by kind of like the scruff of his robe and drag him over to the Tealy Bobber.
So mean.
He fucking knows something. He's lying.
All right.
Liar.
Grabbing Flizzard by the scruff of his robes, you drag him over to the Tealy Bobber, and what do?
I obviously put him there, and I go, who is he?
I do not know. He's the Tealy Bobber. We must destroy him. Please give me my wand.
I'd like to run some kind of a perception check.
Give me my goddamn wand.
What do you do?
I'd like to run some kind of a perception check on him to see where he's at. I mean, he's obviously pretty agitated.
You know, you see nothing wrong with him whatsoever at all.
With Flizzardo?
Yeah. You see Flizzardo and you look at him and you recognize nothing. Everything looks totally fine and kosher.
All right, get this man his wand. Let's get this done.
Who had his wand? Did he dropped
it?
I dropped it.
I was hit by crazy blast from your Kevin man, and where is my wand?
Hillbilly, grab that man his wand.
What you talking about?
Get his wand, grab it.
Do we slap hands?
Sure, yeah, that's fine. Just get him a wand.
But do we do it before or after I find the wand?
It's after.
It's after we're done here.
Fine. And you see Homer wander around starting to look for Flizzard's wand.
Slapping hands is a lot more satisfying in the real world.
But I still like it here.
Yeah, so just imagine.
Slap hands! And he goes up to Olivia and tries to slap hands.
Nope, not until you find the wand.
But,
you have to accomplish something before you slap hands.
I leave this
need
spray
approval.
Of people.
Please give me approval.
And go to look for the wand myself.
I approve of, yeah.
Cabo, you find the wand before him.
Thank you. Pick up the wand and I bring it back to Flizzardo.
Thank you. Please, now please give me space. I will dissipate the Tealy Bobber. Just a moment. Give me just a moment. And I must have no distractions. You focus on whatever you like.
And you see Flizzardo start moving his hands like he did before.
I focus on my amulet that I had before in the real world. And I focus on using it in the powers that it would have in the real world and focus on who that man is on the ground to try and...
Wow, so you're trying to manifest the magical powers of your amulet here.
Yes.
Manifest the paracow. And then use it.
Try to figure out who that man is that was possibly possessed.
You guys, remembering back, you remember that you remember Flizzard saying that you can't bring artifacts into the Nether Realm, and their abilities and artifacts cannot come there.
Oh.
So it does not appear as though you would be able to
She didn't get that knowledge.
Well, you guys can relay that to
her. Well, we did not, though, did we?
No.
You don't have to.
Well, we didn't.
So you can just watch her sit there trying to focus.
Well, I don't know what the fuck she's trying to do.
Looking over at Olivia, it appears as though she's trying to take a shit. You don't know what she's doing.
Constipated?
No. I'm trying to, like, imagine that I have my amulet here so I can figure out who that guy is.
Yeah, that might not work. I don't.
Why not? Why wouldn't that work? We can imagine
Flizzard
all the other
said
stuff.
Something about artifacts not working here. But then again, I do have my gauntlets.
Yeah, and your gauntlets work.
Well, I guess they are kind of mechanical though.
My amulet's magical. I don't know if that would work.
I focus on trying to manifest the 50 Shades of Demonology book.
Ooh. Solid.
Interesting.
Good job. Good thinking.
Kevo, summoning the old demonology book that Andrea had found so long ago, you are able to manifest partial bits and pieces of the demonology book, and you see some information on summoning, controlling, destroying demons, the levels of demon powers, demon lords, half-demons, and you see a little section on poltergeists.
Definitely going to go to the poltergeist section.
All right. So you're full focused, everything you got on that?
Yeah.
Does anybody come over to help Kevo?
I do.
Livy?
Sorry.
Do you help Kevo?
Yes.
All right, so everybody's focusing on this demonology book to try and manifest what was in the poltergeist section.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Trying to, I think primarily I'm trying to pick out anything we can do for one to help, two, any information obviously on the Tilly Bobber, and then, you know, any reference to who this guy might actually be.
Then after that, I want to look up some other stuff in there.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Not the porn section, Jesus.
Oh shit, sorry, my bad. I thought Andrea was still here.
All the weird numbers, so it's kind of hard. You're able to get little bits and pieces of what a poltergeist is, and you recognize a poltergeist is a corrupted spirit that was in the nether realm and lost and then became corrupted because it was unable to complete a task or was left unfinished in their life before they died when they died a horrible death. And that's all the information you're really able to glean.
It's not Sven, is it?
You did not recognize his face as Sven.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Woo, dodge that bullet. Skyler pulls out the picture that Sven drew of him and his mom.
No, I don't think I have that anymore. I traded it to Smithy.
Oh, that's right. So just to kind of double back. So what we found out, the poltergeist is basically... Is it somebody who came to the underworld and maybe didn't leave?
You recognize this as a spirit. So a person had to die. It was not somebody who was transported here like you guys were. They died amidst a mission or a goal or something before they were able to complete it. And then they were driven mad in the nether realm by not being able to complete it. And became this... demons, this super powerful poltergeist that could affect things in the real world.
I look over at the Tilly Bobber and then look at Skylar and then look back to the Tilly Bobber and then look at Skylar and go, hey, is this that guy Chris that was with us before?
I peer over and I look at his face.
It's not Chris. It's not Chris.
I don't think so.
Not even close to a Chris.
No. This guy's got a big scar on his face.
Oh, man. I thought I fucking cracked the case.
Yeah.
Shit.
Who?
Chris. He was the guy. He was here before. Remember Cranon's Castle?
I should have led with that.
So now you've got a better idea of what a poltergeist is and how it exists, how it came to be. And you're still peering out. You see Flizzard still maneuvering and moving around. And you see some different types of colors emanating from him now. And it looks like he's generating something.
While we still have the book, I want to try and reach over and like flip to the section of it was like the six levels of demons. And there's I believe some section in there about Kiliki and maybe possibly a little bit of information about how he was vanquished previously.
Are you the only one focusing on that? Or do you guys try to follow suit with Skylar to focus on that?
As I reach over to flip the pages, I'm like, let's see if there's some stuff on Kiliki in here.
I was going to say, I didn't know what he's doing, but if he's saying that, then I would say, okay, that's fine.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Can I help?
Yeah. Hey, do you know anything about a demon named Kiliki?
Whoa. You know about Kiliki?
Well, I've heard of him.
Yeah, no, we fought him.
Well, we did fight him.
He's a very dangerous feller.
What do you know? Do you know a lot?
He killed many Kawaiians when he was last on our plane of existence.
How long ago was that? At least
80, 90 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not, don't know the specifics.
But he was somehow vanquished, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what they did.
Well, this book is about demons, and we're trying to focus on...
Well, how old is the book?
I'm not sure.
What if the book's older than when they made him go away?
Do we know how old the book was, like, from what we recall from it?
You go to the front to check the copyrights.
Let's flip to the cover. Let's just flip through. Oh, okay. All right.
Flipping to the front, you just see a year on the bottom, and it says 248.
Whatever the fuck that means.
I ask Homer, what year are we in now, right now?
That's the year of our Lord, 324.
What Lord?
Okay.
Kawaiian. Do you know of the Kawaii, young lady?
Yeah, actually, I do. I know quite a bit.
Well, you know what? I believe we should get married now.
Why the fuck is everyone just like on my dick?
You're training? dick, I retract my marriage proposal.
Well, if that helps you decide, then yes.
Livy manifests a dick, and you see a huge bulge in the front of her pants.
She helicopters.
It's my tripod.
Whip
and
your
I
dick out.
And I kickstand it, and I lean on it.
Whip your dick out.
I apologize. I misstepped.
Yes.
And I'm going to step over here now.
Are you sure you don't want to touch my dick?
You said you want to get married.
And in my world, that means...
I also said I retract.
Yeah, well,
I
mean,
what I'm doing...
There's no take back.
Flizzard, please, God, help me. And he stands behind Flizzard.
No backsies.
As he backs into Flizzard, he kind of interrupts what he's doing. But Flizzard appears sweaty and extremely concentrated on finishing whatever he was doing. And you see the Tealy Baba hogtied with Livy's ropes, and you start to see the Tealy Baba start to dissipate, and you see his eyes open up, and he starts peering around at everything and everybody, and he looks like a normal person. Huh? What is going on? What's happening? Where am I? What's going on?
What is your name? What is your name?
Who are you?
Who are you? What's going on?
Stop asking us questions.
I don't understand anything.
You know what? Just focus. Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Baron.
Baron? Baron what?
Baron Dorn.
Baron Dorn. Where are you from? Just answer her.
Flizzard? It appears you look over at the Tealy Bobber and his eyes, or Baron Dorn, now that you know the name, he's looking over at Flizzard and you see a little recognition in Baron's eyes that he recognizes Flizzard.
I called him by his name.
Yeah.
I run. Oh, fuck, here we go. Okay.
you start to see Baron Dorn start to slowly dissipating, but he is panicked and terrified.
I run and body check Flizzard. Try to knock him over.
Kevo running over and pulling a full-on hockey check into the chest of Flizzard interrupts his interpretive dance magical wand maneuvering, and you see him drop his wand again, and Flizzard lets out a disgusted, "Ah, no! All I had to do was get rid of him! Why would you do this to me? I brought you here to help me!"
Yeah, and this is a kid.
Is it a kid?
Early 20s, late teens.
It's a fucking kid, man. He says he knows you.
No, this is the devil. He's the evil. He must be destroyed.
How does he know your name?
Why are you paying attention to that? You focus on things now? You focus now? What did you think about dicks? What did you think about dicks again? Why did you make the woman's face turn into a dick?
I wasn't a dick.
What did I mean right now?
Or a vagina.
Flizzard appears to be losing his cool.
Flizzard, why don't you just relax?
I'm assuming Kevin.
I brought you here to dispose of this thing, not find out its life story in the biography.
Well, the thing is gone now. Now he's a person and he knows
He's not a person. He's pure evil.
How is he evil when the evil is gone? We saw it steam
I'm
off of him.
I'm pretty sure he put his claws into your Skylar friend's chest. That's pretty evil
when
to me.
When he was a poltergeist and now he's a person.
And he's still a poltergeist.
And now you don't know. It's a pippa.
How dare you mock me? We are saving.
I put my hair and I ignore him.
We are saving this village. And these people.
I assume that when Kevin ran over there, he just dropped the book.
It actually disappeared.
Okay.
When Kevo refocused to charging, the book is gone.
All right, it doesn't matter. So then I run over also, now that I'm guessing Kevin's kind of holding Flizzard down or something like that.
No.
I'm just kind of standing over
him. He just
checked him menacingly.
He knocked him out of his trance that he was doing to get rid of.
So is he still standing or is he on the ground? Born.
He's still standing.
Still standing.
But you've interrupted whatever ritual or movement or thing he
and
was doing.
And he's wearing robes? Wizard robes?
Blizzard still just has his robe.
So, okay, I rush over and I grab his robes with one hand and I kind of pull him close to me. And in my other hand, I attempt to manifest the cube of Zionic.
Skylar grabbing.
Turns him into a meat cube.
Grabbing the robe of Flizzard. You start to see his eyes turn a weird purplish red color, and he peers at you. He looks almost into your soul and your eyes, and you see knives
pierce out from his eyes into your face.
Oh.
And you guys see knives go through Skylar's face and out the back of his head.
No! No, why would you do that?
Skylar, you still are conscious and still feeling the pain of something going through your face.
Skylar! Ah! Ah! And I let go and I just fall back and I'm just on the ground like, ah! Oh, fuck! Oh, shit, shit!
Skylar, imagine them out of your face! Imagine
Skylar's
the knives out.
Head and body slide off of these knives that came out of Flizzard's face. And you see Flizzard grow to 3 times his normal size. And he peers out at all of you and he just looks down and says, I am Flizzardo, the master of the Netherrealm. You tried to attack me in my domain.
Flizzardo, what is this all about?
When you see him rise up, you see the ropes that were on Baron Dorn or the Tearly Bobber dissipate. And he is actually able to stand up now at this point. And you see him rise up, and he grows to the same size as Flizzard.
You guys, what's going on?
I shout out, it's clobbering time.
Oh, my God.
And I try and also grow.
Recall.
As big as them and look like the Hulk.
Kevo, attempting to grow a different size.
Actually, shrinks.
No, I'm like
he ate the wrong mushroom.
50 feet tall, but I weigh 80 pounds. I'm just like the spindly, like
you're like the fusion gone wrong.
You guys peer over at Kevin, and you just see his thighs and legs grow 5 times their normal size.
He's reverse plop.
The top half of his body just appears really small on top of giant legs.
You can still fight.
My mouth.
Yeah, I go to kick Flizzard. With my massive legs.
Attempting to reach out your weirdly manifested leg, your leg dissipates and you lose your balance and fall down onto your back. You actually slam into the ground, creating a little bit of a dust cloud. And you, Skylar and Olivia, you see in the real world, you see a dust cloud and other things peer out into the actual real world. And you see some trees fly back when Kevo lands on the ground.
Have I, like, any kind of recovered from the knife feeling in my face or, like...
No.
I'm still just flipping out. Okay,
you
and then...
You see giant... There's giant gashes where your eyes are through your head and out the back, but you're still alive and
okay,
conscious.
Okay, and then the other question I had is the Tilly Baba guy, Dorn or whatever, from Major League, Dorn, huh? No? Anyways, he grew big. Did he grow big on his own will, like to try and, because obviously he knows Flizzard. From what we can tell, did he just grow big, or is it because Flizzard grew big, he grew him big also? Do
from
we know?
From what you can tell, it looks like Baron was able to just grow by his own will, and he's now matched the size of Flizzard.
He's been in the Netherrealm for a while. He knows what's up.
Apparently he knows what he's doing, and he grows up just like Flizzard, and they're both evenly matched as far as size goes.
Okay.
And you're peering at both of them, eyeing each other off.
So, but they haven't tried to, like, attack each
other.
Nothing
has happened yet. They appear to be sizing each other up to do whatever they're going to do, and you guys can say or do whatever you're going
to
do.
Well, I'm still just, like, flipping around on the ground, trying to focus my head back together.
Just fucking around. Kevo, you see behind Skylar trying to get his eyes back together. Homer scratching his ass.
Fucking Homer.
And looking at Olivia.
Scratching Homer. His ass and looking at me?
Apparently he likes to finger his butt and look at ladies.
That's what he likes.
But I have a penis.
Yeah, you do.
Well, whatever. I mean, whatever does it for
How big did Olivia make her penis?
About the same size as my other legs, so I could use it
tripod.
As a kickstand.
She's basically tripoded a dick in the front of her jeans.
So I yelled to Olivia. Okay. I go, Olivia, trip Flizzardo with your dick!
Okay, so I attempt to make Mike, since my dick is limp.
But do you whip your dick out?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely out.
God.
I whip my dick out and do an immediate hard-on to make it larger.
Is your dick like a white guy's dick? Or is it a different race or minority?
It is my dick, so it is a white dick.
A white dick.
It is a lady dick.
A white flesh color. It's almost like a giant clitoris.
Right, it's like my clitoris engorged. It's like I was taking...
No, it's a dick. It's a dick.
Well, I mean, if you think about it...
Yeah.
So how big do you try to manifest your dick?
Well, a boner. So, I mean, think about how... Like, if my limp dick is the size of my legs, mm-hmm. how big would my boner be?
So you rock hard and gorge your dick. Yeah. And I'm going to say it's 4 feet long.
All right. Let's stretch that motherfucker out and get right to where Flizzard's feet are.
4 feet? No, I'd give her at least 8.
Thanks. I am a grower, not a shower.
And she has a 4 foot dick.
I'm a grower. All right. All right. Not a shower.
I rolled and she has a 4 foot dick. Relax. So you try to run up to like. Put your dick between his legs like a bicycle spokes or
like as if I was doing nutmeg in soccer. Wow. Get right between his legs and fuck him up.
What does that mean?
I've never heard that term. Yeah, you're teaching us
I
today.
I thought nutmeg was like something you cooked with or something.
It is.
Livvy, putting your newly manifested dick out, run up and like a javelin spear, ram it right between the legs of Flizzard. And as you do so, he does trip on it. Like, you put it through the bicycle spokes of his legs, and he trips and falls forward. And you see a lot of the power and the darkness emanating from him dissipate, and he comes back down to about 1.5 times his normal size.
Foreskin or no foreskin?
It's up to her.
Are you circumcised?
I'm all natural, guys.
Wow. Fucking gross.
Gross. So Livvy, I was going to say that.
Livvy's got a full hood on her dick.
I have a boner, so no, I don't.
It's a lot of foreskin. She still has
some. Well, goddamn.
It's like a full-on turtleneck.
Yeah. Aw, staying warm.
So, I mean, I've been trying to focus these gashes out of my face.
Yeah. You're trying to reanimate your face to be normal face, and at this point, you still don't have any vision.
Then I instead shift my focus... And wish to become a giant boa constrictor.
Ooh, interesting. And do what?
And then I wish to, I don't know how far I am from Flizzard now that he's fallen and shrunken down.
Let's say 20 to 30 feet away.
It's not very far if I'm a giant
If you're a giant boa constrictor, how big do you want to be?
Pretty huge. All right. And I want to like coil up.
Fucking Skylar becomes 100 foot long boa constrictor with superpowers, but he can't see anything.
Oh, it's like in Harry Potter.
I'm not a venomous snake, so do I still sense heat?
I was gonna say you have a tongue. That's how tongue. Yeah, snakes see, right?
Flick them out, and you like sense the heat. I'm not a pit viper.
All right, fair enough. You have no vision through your eyes. But you can sense heat, but there's no heat in the nether. No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Problem solved.
Fair enough. Do I know in the general direction that Flizzard may have been?
No.
Well, then I'm just a giant snake that's worthless.
What if, do I see what Skylar's like?
Yep.
I see what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, you see everything.
So I can gauge, obviously, what he's attempting to do.
I'm slithering around.
You do something, yeah.
Slithering around looking for shit.
Or do your own thing. Whatever.
So from where Skylar is at, I would like to try and provide him direction to get to Flizzard.
Okay.
So like I'd be like, you know, like, behind you or to your left.
Right now, as he is boa constricted out, you see Flizzard down on the ground. He's fallen face first, 1.5 times his normal size. Face down. You see Baron Dorn that's, you know, still 3 times his side, and it looks like he's about to attack Flizzard on the ground. If Skylar was to just lunge forward, it would be at both of them. And it's just forward. He doesn't need to go left or right. He's already looking at them. So you can say what you want to say.
But you said it seems like that Baron is going to lunge down. Does he have a weapon?
But he's still massive.
Yep.
I yell at Skylar. I go, Skylar, pounce forward.
And you can play off of that or not.
I just take Kevin's advice and I jut forward and try to coil the first thing I come across.
Mouth open, or you just try to wrap something up? You try to bite something? What do you do?
Bite and coil.
Bite and coil.
I mean, I'm not venomous, so.
Skylar, launching forward at the direction of Kevo, are able to bite. and bite into the flizzard on the ground and then start wrapping him up like a boa constrictor. Livy, as you look on, it's a snake and it's grody.
I love snakes. So.
So Livy loves DM snakes said it's grody. And gets an even bigger erection.
DM said it's grody. Snake. Play the part.
It's a super boner.
No, she likes what she likes.
All right, all right.
Livy, you see him lunge forward, and your boner becomes re-erected because you love snakes so much.
That's not what I was saying. Anyway, I imagine that Skylar has healthy eyes again.
Oh, I like that. Oh. Interesting.
Teamwork, guys. Teamwork makes the dream work.
We got a healer on the team.
Livy's getting it. Livy's getting
we got a cleric.
Right.
Way to go, Paladin.
Livy. Livy, giving all your focus to trying to regenerate Skylar's eyes, along with Skylar also trying to regenerate his eyes, you are able to give Skylar his sight back.
Yay!
So I can fucking see again. Okay, I can fucking see.
Skylar has Flizzard wrapped up like a boa constrictor. Jesus. And you see Baron start to lower back to his normal size, recognizing that Flizzard is now in control. And he starts to shrink back to his normal size, peering out at all of you guys. And Baron looks over at Kevin, and he says, "Are you his apprentice?"
"Whose apprentice?"
"Are you Flizzardo's apprentice?"
"No! No, I'm the wretched one!"
I don't know what that means!
"You're the only one." "No, we're here! I don't know, he asked us to stop you! I don't know. We came here, but you seem like a normalish kind of spirit, deep possessed guy. I don't know.
I don't have all my memories. The netherworld has messed me up."
Who is this guy? Who's Flizzardo? Who is he?
"Flizzardo was my master. I was his apprentice."
"Why are you here?"
He sent me on a mission, and it's secret, but I don't see why I need to keep it secret anymore.
Was it a mission from the League of Wizards?"
"That's what he told me, but I don't believe it anymore."
"What was the mission?"
"Well, Flizzard is, pansexual or omnisexual? I don't know the right terminology, but..."
That's fucking thick.
He can be sexually attracted by anything. And he liked animals sometimes. And he sent me on a mission. In order to fulfill my apprenticeship, I had to make love to livestock."
"Huh?
Okay.
Do you mean like a sheep?"
"Okay.
He's not true. He's lying. Don't listen to anything okay. he says. He's lies. Why that sounds so stupid? Why would anybody do something like this?"
I coil a little bit tighter. I don't want to kill Flizzardo, right, but I just want to like keep him quiet.
Hold, God, right. Damn it!
Tightening up, it appears as though Flizzard's been choked out of being able to speak.
"Hold the fucking phone. We are here to stop you because you fucked a goat or something."
"No, I never got to."
"So he's just trying to cover this up?"
"What the goat man?"
I don't have all my memories since I've been here, but I think I've been doing or trying to and stuff. And I was here in the village of Puntan, and there was livestock. I remember when I was in the Netherworld, and I tried." Skylar, remembering back. You remember that the Kawaiians and Flizzard were all saying that livestock were dying slow deaths randomly in the real world. And you are now putting the things together that the Tirlibobber or Baron Dorn may have been fucking animals from the Netherworld.
And that's how they were dying, because he was like nether soul
perhaps
fucking them.
The animals were traumatized.
Yeah, I mean,
by being ghost raped?
Ghost rape
would be traumatizing.
Yeah, there was like some lady that married like a ghost pirate or something. I don't know.
Have we?
"He's lying! Don't listen to anything he's saying! We need to destroy him! He's destroying livestock! This is not true!
Destroying the livestock!
Nothing he's saying is
because
true!
Because that's you!
Okay, Flizzardo, do you know this guy at all?
No, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Yes.
He's lying. He lies.
I look at Baron. Fuck, how can we figure this out? I look at Baron and I say, is there anything that you can tell us that's going to corroborate that you know him? Or you were his apprentice? Do we know anything about Flizzardo?
The only thing I know is that apparently he's the only person that can get us out of here.
I was assigned to him as my master at the League of Wizards. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you know Thaddeus?
No.
What about Agonic?
Agonic, yeah. Yeah, he was expelled.
Do you know
got expelled from the League of Wizards?
Do you know of Killikey?
Fucking hate you so much.
I'm a snake.
I'm a
sneaky
snake. What was your question again?
Killikey, the demon.
Yeah, he's the demon. He's a general of Lord Arshlok. What? I don't know what you want.
How do we destroy him?
Killikey, I don't know. I was an apprentice to Flizzard. I was learning about the Netherworld, not the Dark Arts.
Baron.
Yes, yeah.
You were sent to the Nether Realm to learn about the Nether Realm.
No.
Why are you fucking animals?
No, that's not what I was sent.
But you said you were trying to fuck a goat because you were Flizzard's apprentice. None of this is adding up. Why are you in the Nether Realm?
No, please don't hurt me. I'm just trying to...
Why are you in the Nether Realm?
Because I died.
Why did you die? Because you were fucking animals?
A goat killed me.
A goat killed you because you were trying to fuck it?
It was my mission.
Were you enjoying it?
No.
Are you sure? Are you the pansexual?
No.
It's okay. I understand if you are. We're accepting
in
this podcast.
I was sent to League of Wizards as an orphan.
I mean,
and I had to do what my master told me, and my master told me to go have sex with livestock, and then the goat killed me.
Baron. Baron.
Yeah.
Can you get us out of here?
Yes.
Without a necklace?
Yes. I was the apprentice to...
How?
Well, give me a sec.
Come on, Kevin.
Do you need to leave? Let him have a chance to talk. Right.
That's
now?
Not very...
We don't have much time.
Yeah, we kind of want to get out of here before shit hits the fan even more. I'd like to leave now.
Well, I tell you what. If you take his necklace off and I'll send you home.
I don't know, guys. I don't know about that. Everyone seems to really like Flizzard in the regular world, and the only one against Flizzard right now is this Baron guy.
I want to walk up to Baron and like get close to, like, just to kind of like eyeball him.
All right.
Like to kind of get a once over on him.
All right.
What's he doing?
Your perception of Baron is that he's nervous and scared, but overall being straightforward.
What will happen to Flizzard's body in the normal world if we leave him here?
I don't know, but he's never leaving here after what he did to me. A goat killed me.
We have our own mission to get home.
God damn it.
What, dude? I'm still a snake. Get off me.
I'm running the math.
Do you want me to not be a snake? We could like shackle him or something.
You may do as you like.
is secretive as possible. I want to make an arm sword and then stab Baron.
Wow.
Try and kill him.
I don't know how you turn your arm into a sword without anybody seeing it.
Like quickly, you know, T-1000 him.
T-1000.
You are close enough because you got close to him to eyeball him. So you're close. You're in range to do a melee attack.
Maybe do one of those things where like I have like my hands on his shoulders already. You know, I'm kind of like, and I just like.
Okay. All right. Jesus.
You gotta free him. Gotta free him, bro.
You know, I'll be honest, at this point, Flizzardo's promised us some shit. I don't know what the fuck this guy is doing.
He wants the poltergeist dead.
Fucking handle it.
Kevo, you are successfully able to create your arm sword again, and Baron's not able to block this, and you pierce him right through his chest?
Yeah.
All right. Kevo, pulling a fucking sneaky snake move.
I'm a sneaky snake now.
pierces Baron directly through his chest, and you see it pierce out the back. You see black and white ichor and blood spew out of his back. You see part of his spine severed out of his back. And you look up down, Livy, you see Flizzardo with a huge smile and happiness on his face. Oh, yes, let me up. I can help you.
I yell to Skylar, I guess.
Because Skylar still got Flizzard wrapped
up. Yeah, I yell to Skylar. Skylar, let him go.
I release Flizzardo, and then I move to Coil Homer.
Homer doing nothing, asking for nothing, and antagonizing no one, is coiled up by Boa Constrictor Skylar.
You mean rat dumbass.
And you are able to wrap up. No, I just want to go home and make love to my wife again. Why would you do this to me? I have nothing to do with anything.
You have a wife and you were trying to marry me earlier?
We always stick a home.
This is the Netherworld. What happens in the Netherworld stays in the Netherworld.
You have a necklace.
No. I just stop squeezing me. Why? I didn't do anything to anybody. Why? And as you unleash Flizzardo, you see him jump to his feet and he starts maneuvering his hands around as he did before. Kevo, you've got your whole arm and sword pierced through his chest with ichor and blood spewing out. He puts his arms around you and he just whispers, I shouldn't die like this. And he appears to go unconscious and parts of him start to flicker in and out of existence. And you see the ichor and the blood go back into his body and then back out and then back in. And he's flickering in and out of existence. And you drop him to the ground where he starts flickering in and out of existence some more.
You guys.
And I tell him, night dream, sweet prince.
Flizzard still keeps doing his maneuvering in and out and trying to do whatever he was originally trying to do. And you start to see Baron flicker in and out of existence. And it appears in his weakened state, whatever Flizzard was doing is working faster this time.
Flizzard. Flizzard!
I must focus! Stop interrupting me!
Flizzardo!
No, I must do the...
But I'm confused!
Flizzard is ignoring Olivia at this point and focusing. As you're seeing this, it looks like Flizzardo is finishing whatever he's doing, and you see him flickering in and out of existence, and now he's disappearing like fucking Thanos snap, and he's disappearing into bits and pieces. And Baron is slowly disappearing.
At this point, I'm going to walk up to Olivia, and I'm going to try and take my necklace off and put it on her.
Kevo is able to put his necklace onto Olivia. You do not notice any difference of anything, and you don't notice anything changing at all. It's like nothing happened at all.
Like nothing in the sense of like she's not wearing the necklace now, or like...
She is wearing the necklace, okay. But you see and feel nothing has changed whatsoever at all.
All right.
You're still wrapped up.
I look over to Flizzardo. Are you going to take us home?
I must focus.
And as you finish that, Flizzardo finishes whatever movements and maneuvers he was doing, and you see Baron Dorn disappear from existence.
And may he rest in peace.
You see Flizzardo drop to his knees and rise up and raise his arms into the air. Yes! Yes! Oh, God, I've been working so hard to make this happen. All of you will go to the League of Wizards. You will get anything you want. Let us return to the world.
Okay, but what about our friend without the necklace over here?
You?
You.
Well, no, I mean Olivia. I mean, obviously I had the necklace, but it didn't seem like there was any change.
Oh, yeah, the necklaces aren't even a thing. Just to make you guys feel secure when you came here. It's fine.
You son of a bitch.
Skylar, you can let go of Homer.
Skylar, let Homer go.
I uncoil Homer.
We can go back now if you are all ready.
And I'm
definitely ready.
I try to morph back to my normal self.
All right. Skylar is able to morph back into normal Skylar, and you have your eyes back and no holes in your head or face. Olivia helped you reconstruct. And as you do this. Flizzard gestures around all of you, and he makes a maneuver with his arms again. And all of a sudden, you guys wake up. Livy, you wake up just through the doorway of this hut. Skylar, Kevo, you wake up inside the hut. You're covered in, like, some ash and hay and other dust and bits and pieces of whatnots.
That doesn't sound good.
I start spitting out the blood taste from the elf's ear out of my mouth that I still had. And went, oh, God, I forgot that was there. Ew.
I float up because I'm now back to Jizz Bucket.
You are Jizz Bucket.
And I go, sorry, Olivia, I can't help you. I don't have a body anymore.
Oh, you look fucked up.
Kevo is a head in a bucket.
You said there's like ash and dust and stuff?
Ash, dust, and hay are all over your guys' faces and bodies. And as you sit up and look around, what do you guys do?
Does it look like the village has been burned down? Or what? I mean, why
what
is
do you,
there?
Do you guys look around?
Well, is this one hut still intact, but there's stuff on us?
Looking around, you do see the hut is still intact, and you do still see the purple orb of whatever Flizzard created protecting you guys is still there. Livy has come back into her body without a necklace, and it appears the necklace didn't really fucking do anything.
What a bitch.
They were fucking worthless.
Flizzard, lift the orb. Lift the ward.
Flizzard's outside of the bubble in his little carriage right now.
All right, I go outside of the tent.
Can I walk outside and not go back into the nether realm going through the thing?
Yep.
Okay, then I walk out.
Sneakily, right. Though, not like, ta-da, we're here. Like, you know, we want to survey.
Well, obviously something's awry if we're covered in ash and hay. We weren't when we went in. It's been apparently 6 days on the outside.
I guess we don't know.
It does appear as though not a significant amount of time, but time has passed more than what you realized in the nether realm. You peer out through the window and through the doorway, and you see the village of Poonton completely destroyed.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking
you see
druids.
Huts burned down. You see Eldos is up on what looks like a crucifix, and his blood and guts have been cut open from his stomach and leaking out.
Oh, no. My God.
He does appear to be dead. No. You see women and children dead all around the outside of the village.
Oh, my God.
You peer out, and Skylar, you recognize a couple hooded figures that look exactly like the figures that were chasing you through the desert.
So Bortok's horde, they followed us?
They're
just standing there?
No, they're dead. Everybody is dead. There's nothing alive that you see anywhere in this village. Huts are burned down, destroyed, decimated. Bodies lie on the ground, completely eviscerated. You see Eldos with his guts hanging out of his stomach like a scarecrow. You see a couple women naked as though they were probably raped and killed.
Nice. So... so...
Wow!
We're role-playing, all right? So
was Homer with us in the tent, or is Homer somewhere else?
He's back too.
Well, yeah
Homer's back.
But
he's
I mean, was he
too.
With us in the tent?
Yes,
and
he
then
was
there
in
was
the hut
Joseph,
with you guys.
Joseph
yeah.
Black. Do I see Joseph Black anywhere?
You do not
from,
at this
from,
point.
At
looking
this
around,
vantage point. So and where are the two hooded figures that were chasing us located in relation to myself?
They are on the ground, dead. It looks as though somebody killed them.
Just nearby, or was it?
About 20 feet away from you.
I go to inspect and search bodies.
All right. Oh my God. Skylar, inspecting the closest body to you. Kevo, in your bucket, floating up near him and behind him, you peer off to see Bortok's horde in the distance entering the forest. It looks as though whatever happened to the village of Poonton just finished. Within the last 30 minutes or so.
So they're like retreating back into the forest?
You see them moving forward and out into the forest, out of the desert
away from,
of Sonorius.
Away
from
the from village?
You guys, yeah. No. It looks like whatever they were doing in the village, they did it, and now they're leaving. And Kevo, you see them off in the distance.
They didn't bother to... apparently they could see the ward or whatever, didn't bother to fuck with our hut.
Bless you.
Don't know.
Does Skylar still have the spirit well attached to him?
Yep.
Was I able to see anything about Kilikey and how he was vanquished previously before Kevin unmanifested the book?
As you are saying this, Kevo, you peer off into the distance And you see the horde that was moving away come to a halt. There's at least 200 robed and different and odd figures, trolls, ogres, and different bodies. They all come to a halt from wherever direction they were going. And you see them slowly turn and change direction.
Fuck. Hide it. They sense the spirit well.
And
they're connected to
as
it.
They reverse or do whatever they're doing, Kevo, you recognize they're coming at you. Guys don't see shit. You guys are
no,
dead
just,
bodies.
No, I'm
just
saying,
people.
I'm just saying.
Kevo's the only person that sees
I'm checking the hooded, cloaked
figure.
Yeah,
you're looking through him. Yeah.
Do I see them making a maneuver? Like, are they looking or are they just kind of stopping and slowly turning?
They're far enough away where you can't tell where they're looking or what they're doing. You just see the silhouettes that were moving in one direction have come to a halt.
All right.
And are now not entering the forest anymore.
Where's Flizzardo and Homer at from where we're personally at?
Flizzard has not come out of his carriage yet. Fuck. And Homer is with you guys as you have exited. And Homer looks defeated and terrified and sad.
All right.
He needs a high five.
He needs a high five. I look at these guys and I go, guys, we need to fucking hide. They're going to come back. They can see us. Go. We need to hide now.
I run to the elf's hut where all my weapons were. So I can grab them all.
Is it burned down? Where
that hut
captured?
Where Livy was, it looks like it has been raided, but it wasn't burnt down. You do see other huts. The whole religious sanctuary has been burned to the ground in the middle of the town. And you see Eldar still hanging there with his guts cut open. He's been eviscerated.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, no.
So do I find anything on this hooded cloaked figure body that I'm looking at, inspecting? Does it just appear to be another goat man?
No, he appears to be a human person, but looking through his pockets, you do find a golden gem.
Like the one we used to get into the tunnel?
The one you got into the dungeon underneath
that
I
fired the other one away. And
you find another similar looking golden gem.
Okay.
And as you do this, you guys peering off into the distance hear that similar old scream. Oh, shit! Oh, man. Bortok's horde has come and destroyed the tiny city and village of Puntan. Our friends just can't help but destroy everything in their wake. They're bad people, and they should not be admired at all. Thanks again for listening, everybody. You may have noticed there was no intro to today's episode, and I think I'm going to cut them out, unless somebody misses them. If somebody misses them enough, then maybe I'll re-add them in, but I think people got the gist of what's happening, and they could recap themselves with repeat episodes. But a little teeny little announcement also. If you're a comic book fan, my comic book Starship Spaceship is now for sale in Amazon's newly acquired company, Comixology. So if you're interested in comics, want to check that shit out, show me a little support, help me with my arts, then check it out on Comixology. That works through Amazon now. Other than that, I love you all, and I'd like to touch you in a sexual manner, but I don't know how far away you are. So, yeah. Until next week, for Skylar Robertson, Kevo Modesto, Olivia Ogilvy, I am Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be super magical.
It's a beam. Energy wave.
It's not a ball?
No.
It's a Kamehameha is a ball.
It's a wave, dude.
Like a solid, like a laser
so it's
beam.
But it's a starting point ball.
Yes.
It's like ball with a beam.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Take my word for it.
Fuck you, bro.
Come on, dork.
He doesn't know Star Wars.
Yeah, he doesn't
remember
know
Dragon Ball.
Episode
yeah,
one
Star Trek
when
Star
I wore my
Wars,
fucking
yeah.
Dragon Ball Z sweater over here.
Who wears red in Dragon Ball?
A lot of people.
Who's a red shirt in Dragon Ball?
Mr. Satan.
Krillin.
Yeah. Yamcha.
Kevo unleashes the Kamehameha!
Can't believe you got to do the Kamehameha, asshole.
I got a fucking proton pack and Kamehameha. Suck my dick.
I would have final flashed him.
Destructo disc.
You don't want to look like the thing from Fantastic Four?
No.
You said it's clobbering.
I did, but I want the Hulk.
The Hulk doesn't really have a tagline.
Yeah, he just goes, Bruh!
Hulk smash.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stupid one, though.